You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so the bumper music today is a song called Hard Day. And if people have had a hard day, they need a poem.
So there's this shoe company, Asics. We've all heard of Asics, right? I think I have a pair of Asics shoes.
I have had Asics before.
They commissioned a poet named Charlie Cox, it looks like, to engineer a poem to put you in a better mood. She created the poem for more than 40,000 submissions from people sharing what inspired them to get active. And then what they did is they hired a music producer to put a little backing track behind it, Dom. Mm-hmm. And it's played at 111 hertz frequency, which is supposed to help produce endorphins when you hear it. So this poem combined with the frequency, boom, you're supposed to listen to it and go take on your day and feel so great. Should we play some snippets of it and see if it...
Yeah, let's just play it and let's see if it makes our listeners go have a better day.
Okay.
It can feel gloomy in here. The overwhelm, the sleepy sludge. Fighting off the thought of just for a day giving up. Screaming, give me a break. Why can't waking up be enough? Breaking up with faking thoughts of everything is fine, thanks. Because it's not. Being human is tough. I need time to show myself some love. I want to shake my body until it releases tiny voices that sing songs my head can shake off. I want to bathe in the commotion. I want to become the very notion of a transformation. I am every ounce, stretch, and bounce of feeling. I am the crowd of my mind's elation, showing myself with every minute that what I never thought possible, even this morning, will keep on shifting.
All right, so how are we doing so far?
I still feel pretty broken.
With the pace of my feet, all of this means.
Well, anyway, that's the idea. It's supposed to make you have a better day. You know, the only thing as I listen to it that I maybe take exception to is, you know, the poems at the beginning. It says, you know, being human is hard, right?
It's hard.
It is. And I'm thinking, I was standing outside my house just a few days ago with one of those giant Joro spider webs, whatever, and a moth or something had got caught in it. And the spider just came and just wiped this moth out. Just boom. And I'm like, I listen to this poem. It's like, being a human is hard. I'm like, have you been out there and seen what goes on in the animal world and the, you know, the death and destruction every day where every 2 minutes you're looking around as an animal wondering if you're going to be absolutely eaten by another animal?
Life in general is just hard. Life for everything is hard.
Yeah, it's pretty typical of our species. Like, oh, we have it so hard with our electricity and our running water and our food in the pantry and the refrigerator.
Climate-controlled cars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny to think that it's like,
Don't write in, though. I know a lot of people do have hard lives.
Well, of course they do.
Things happen, and, you know.
We're talking about in general.
Have our issues.
We are at the top of the food chain here on this planet. I mean, so for us to whine that we've got it so hard, we got it better than most species on this planet.
I guess you're the moth in various situations in your life, whether you're being eaten at work or eaten in your relationship or, you know, beat down somehow. But, yeah, you know, I was mostly focused on the frequency of that. I did kind of get the feel of that frequency.
You got the hertz?
I got the hertz.
The 111 hertz?
I got the hertz in me, Dom.
Hmm.
Yeah, needed more cowbell. through that, the whole entire video is posted on our Facebook page. And I don't know, I feel like they should have just had puppies running through the screen, though, on that video.
Yeah, instead of the images that they use.
Of people like, what, it was like working out and running.
The poem is called Nothing Feels Better, and it's supposed to put you in a right frame of mind to take on the day.
I can think of a couple things that feel better.
At least two or three.